For 40 years, I've walked the line between worlds, and I'm well-versed in death. But I want to have faith in humans. Give me something to believe in. Earth below me, sky above me, fire within me. Brought to you by UPRN Network. I'm Trish Moe, and this is The Missing Piece. Let's try that again. My microphone is muted. Good evening, New Orleans. I'm back momentarily. I have been MIA in the middle of my move and transition here to new places, new adventures. It is, gosh, I don't even know what day it is. It's Monday, March 20th. Actually, I believe today is the first day of spring. So that's exciting. I'm done with this snow and this cold weather. So that's something to look forward to. Hopefully it stays because there's chaos on both coasts. Well, I guess mostly the West Coast now, at least in the United States. And I do want to thank, before I forget, Carnation for sponsoring me, as well as United Public Radio Network. And we are broadcasting live on 105.3 New Orleans and United Public Radio Network, as well as Roku now. So welcome, everyone. So I guess I should apologize. I've been gone off and on. I have been guest, doing guest spots here and there on some of Joe's shows. I think I did one on Wednesday, maybe a few weeks ago, because there's a lot of publicity and news and theories and stories and everything else about, obviously about UFOs and extraterrestrials and all of that lately. So, which, I mean, it's been that way for a few years, but everybody knows that that's what's been headed our way. So I have most recently become quite the movie buff. As you all know, or most of you, if you've watched any of my shows before, I don't really watch TV. I definitely don't watch the news. So, I mean, who knows what's going on with that? I'm not, I don't really get into politics much because that's not something I don't know. That's not something that interests me. I just don't. It's hard to, I think politics and especially the news, you know, it creates such fear, and that's not, I don't want that in my reality. So, but one thing that, first of all, one of the movies I saw this past week was called The Fifth Wave. And I don't know if you all have heard of this, have seen it. All of, the UFO buffs out there probably have, I would assume. It was, I believe it came out about 7 years ago. And it was January of 2016, I believe it was released. The synopsis for that, the fifth wave, four waves of increasingly deadly attacks have left most of Earth decimated. Against a backdrop of fear and distrust, Cassie, who was played by Chloe Grace Moretz, is on the run, desperately trying to save her younger brother as she prepares for the inevitable and lethal fifth wave. Cassie teams up with a young man who may become her final hope, if she can only trust him. So I am going to play the trailer for that if you haven't seen it. So bear with me one moment. I'm going to set that up. Look, y'all, aren't you? I'm learning to finally use StreamYard. And, I keep saying I am going to, in the very near future, obviously, when I get done, when I get settled, with all of the craziness that has been going on in my life, when I get through all of that, I will start having guests again. I will start booking. I had everything booked, and then I had to reschedule a lot of things because I wasn't planning on moving so soon. So that's something that, you know, happens, and we have to adjust. So another research project I've been working on actually is project, or, you know, a lot of people know that's related to the Philadelphia experiment. I'm sorry. So I didn't know anything about the Montauk Project. I wasn't even familiar with the Philadelphia experiment, for that matter. I know, surprisingly, right? I didn't study those things, but I did have a dream about it recently, maybe a week ago, week or two ago. And so I started looking into it, and that's some crazy, you know, I say this all the time. I say that I've seen and I have heard a whole lot of really weird things in my lifetime, but the government never fails to surprise me. You know, I just, some of the things that goes on. I feel like there's so much we still don't know, and we'll probably, I mean, there's probably some things that we will absolutely never know. And that's kind of, I mean, that's probably for the better, because the more I find out, even without researching things, like the more I find out just by accident or default, or, you know, being in certain places at certain times, or what have you, the more I realize why, you know, that ignorance is bliss, why that exists, because it's true, like it's true. You can't unknow things after you know them. So, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Actually, I'm one of those people that I would rather be told the truth 100% than a lie in that sense. So, that's something that's very important to me and my values. Now, so this movie clip, tell me, comment in the chat room on, it's probably easier on YouTube actually, because I don't even know, Facebook was having problems even playing or allowing me to edit my show or anything today through StreamYard. Again, we've discussed this before. We've been shadow banned and everything else on both, I guess, numerous times for whatever reason. So maybe it's something that I'm not supposed to talk about. But as you all know, I rarely pay attention to those warnings ever. So I'm going to go to, yeah, it says message hidden. Message hidden on my YouTube when I go to the ball, but that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to post the link. I'm going to post the link on my Facebook page, which I don't have my page, and I have the Facebook page as well. And I don't market or advertising outwork already does. I don't know. I mean, I might in the future, but I will say this. If you come across one of my videos, one of my past videos, anything in the archives, or even listening now, then there's probably a reason that you're here. There's probably, you know, we're always led to the things that we need, to find out information, things like that. That's how I find out information. I just follow my intuition. And when something pops on the radio or a new podcast comes on or a video on YouTube or whatever, I listen to that. And it usually, you know, 100% of the time ends up being something relevant in my life right at that moment that I needed to hear, I needed to know. So not everything is just, you know, random occurrences in life or coincidences or anything like that. You know, I don't believe in coincidence. So pay attention, you know, even when, yes, with AI and, you know, social media and algorithms and everything else, there's, and microphones on our phones and everywhere, you know, yes, those things can be predicted as far as, you know, what ads pop up, what videos come up on YouTube and things like that. Yes, I agree with that. But I'm talking about when something off the wall that you have never talked about, never searched, never inquired about in any way, shape, or form in your search box anywhere on your phone. You've never talked about it when lay, you know, near your devices or whatever. And it's a new concept in your life. And those things that pop up, that's the thing that you need to pay attention to, probably as something really important you need to know. And a lot of times, you know, we've discussed this so many times too on the network of what is sending those type of messages. Well, I mean, what's your opinion? What do you think does that? Do you think it's like divine intervention, something, you know, messages from God or angels or saints, or do you think it is interdimensional beings sending those messages? Do you think it's extraterrestrials or really just your radio randomly going to a place? Let me know, because I'd be interested to. I think in different scenarios for my own purposes, and when it happens to me, it could be all of the above, depending on the situation, you know? So, I was talking to my mom the other day about when all of these things started. I mean, I've been this way since I was born, really, but, the fact that I just didn't pay attention for so long in my life. I mean, I'm 41 years old, and I was thinking back since I've been in the middle of a move and everything, I was thinking back literally about every house I've lived in. And I mean, every house I've lived in, since I've been on my own, you know, since I graduated high school and moved out of my parents' house. Every house, and you know, there's these people who have had theories about my life of, you know, different attachments or certain points, you know, demonic activity that were attached to places I lived, or some say we were cursed, some say we have bad luck, things like that. But again, in that I think it's been all of the above, because sorry, that's my dog here. I think it's been all of the above because it started when I was in let's see, when I was in college, the first place I lived, I've talked about that. Someone was living in my attic while I was still home. So my roommate went home on Christmas break. I stayed at school to work. And you know how you can almost feel or sense someone watching you in your sleep, or I would even be studying, you know, sitting at my computer and complete silence in the house. I had a little tiny dog at the time. I had a little tiny Maltese. So he usually sat in his little bed by my computer. Didn't make it, you know, he wasn't big, didn't make noise. And that's it. I had a townhome, and I would hear like almost like steps on the carpet behind me. And of course, back then, I was still terrified, absolutely terrified of the dark and things like that. And I look behind me and, you know, there's nothing there. And it kept happening. It kept happening. I got off work really late. And at the time, I worked for a collection company, a call center, of course, you know. And we would get like, death threats, all kinds of things when we were trying, when we were doing our job. And so I had to have security walk, but all of our calls for debt collection were to other states. So, but even so, that was always in the back of my mind. I was like, what if one of these people actually like shows up and starts stalking us or something like that would happen. But anyways, so every night when I got home, the heater would be turned up to like 95 degrees. You know, our thermostat was downstairs and we had, it was a two-story townhome, and then there was an attic. We hadn't been in the attic, or even the access to the attic was through our spare bedroom. We hadn't been there, you know, up there since we moved in, and there was nothing up there when we moved in. But nobody ever went in that bedroom. There was nothing in there. It was just a spare room. But my little dog was terrified of it. And so the heat started being turned up, you know, once it got colder. And I thought, what in the world is going on? Maybe it's a ghost. You know, maybe there's a ghost that keeps turning the heat up on the thermostat, because I'm not, when I would leave in the morning to go to work, I'm not putting that on 95 degrees. And so as that kept happening and stuff, I'm like, well, maybe it's, you know, I'm thinking it's something paranormal, extraterrestrial. That never crossed my mind back then. Paranormal did. And eventually, once my roommate came back, we heard something run down our stairs and out the front door. Like a person, but it's like there wasn't anybody there. And he went up there, and there were like candles and footprints in the dust, you know, in the dust in the attic, and blankets. It was crazy. Like somebody was living in my attic. And so that was the first house that I lived at after I moved out of my parents' house. Second one, well, prior to that, I did live in another country for a while. I did, you know, I got a scholarship to study abroad, so I did that for a while. When I came back and got another apartment by myself. This was back in the 90s, well, late 90s. So I had written a check somewhere, and the person at the counter, you know, at this business, it was some store, and said my address was on the check. And he said, oh, I know those apartments. My friend used to work there. He used to make copies of the female tenants' keys. And I'm like, what? He said, yeah, you used to drill holes in, you know, in the walls, like in the apartment walls, in the bathroom, in the bedrooms, things like that. I was like, you know, especially as like a young adult, when you hear these things, you think it's stuff that only happens on movies, right? And so and then I was like, that's super creepy. And he said, see you around. And I was like, nah. And I lived by myself that year, just in a little, you know, one bedroom apartment. And so all of a sudden, so then I was paranoid as hell that there was like, that somebody was going to have a key to my apartment, or there was, you know, some creeper pervert like drilling holes in the wall and being a, you know, stalking me like that. So that was my second one by myself, right? Another one, I lived in a house that with my roommate and with a roommate who was a good friend from high school, and I had a stalker there who would do things like leave a cake on my doorstep, or like rattle the doorknob, you know, just come up in the middle of the night. And I think at one point, almost all the cars on my block were set on fire except for mine. I had nothing to do with it, obviously, but whoever these people were doing that. And gosh, there's so many. There's been others that I have literally had things. There's been two houses that I opened up my washing machine in the middle of winter. One time my washer and dryer were in my basement, and I opened up, you know, I lifted the lid on my washing machine, and it was a small swarm, like a swarm of wasps flew out of my washing machine in the middle of winter. And it's not like I hadn't used it in a long time. I mean, I had used it a few days prior, I'm sure, like the day before or whatever. I mean, I do laundry all the time. So back then I didn't know that, you know, infestations like wasps and ants and things like that, a lot of people considered demonic. At that house, however, my son, one of his first words was monster, and he pointed down the stairs. And I will never forget, my ex-husband and I came home from like a Christmas party or something, and we're standing in my kitchen, and all of a sudden every one of the cabinets just flew open all at once. So things like that happen there. My son's toys, you know, all the little, they would just turn on and start going off by themselves. He had two rabbits that died all of a sudden there. Things like that started happening there. We moved pretty close, like just down the street, and things like that didn't happen, but there were a lot of spirits, you know, a lot more spirits started becoming attracted to my energy there. And so by the time I moved to New York, I lived at the location of the battle, or the War of 1812, Battle of 1812. And I had dreams almost every night of like these soldiers, you know, fighting and killing each other, and all these, it was probably quite literally all these people who had died in that location. And so here I am still thinking that all of these things are spirits and that type of paranormal. But that was right off of Lake Ontario. So moving forward, I moved to a different house in town, and that house, that was the one that I lived in, that it got to where none of my friends would even step foot in the house because they were scared of it. You know, it happened a lot with their cell phones would go missing, like right away. Any type of communication devices, like doors would lock on their own. And this was a huge house. I mean, with the basement, it was like four stories, but really, really creepy. Terrified my kids. My daughter was really young at the time, and she couldn't talk much yet. You know, she's like one or two. But she did always point and say, you know, man and stuff. And I would hear something running down the halls, and here I am still thinking that this is something like a ghost, like a spirit, you know, something paranormal in that manner. And I even recorded numerous videos of, you know, you could see almost like an outline, like a translucent, almost like an apparition, but it was more translucent. And my dog would start barking at things like that. But what was disturbing, this was also like it was a multifamily home. But it was divided into two different townhomes, basically like a duplex, I guess. And so the people that lived next door
some real nice girls lived there when I moved in. They moved out a few months later and some other people moved in. I never saw these people go in or out during the day. And if I came home late at night, they would be sitting around their dining room table, just all in like a, almost like a dark, like a black, black cape, like cloak. Right. But you couldn't really, you could only see part of like the bottom half of their face, and they're extremely, extremely white. Like, I guess the only way to describe it, they look like the guy off of Powder. If anyone has ever seen that movie, where he's albino, you know, he has that. I don't even know the correct term for that. If anybody knows that too, help me here. Cause I don't know what that is, but so extremely pale, pale, pale skin, no hair, you know, bald, no facial hair, nothing, just a very, white skin. And so it got to where we shared a back porch, and I would come downstairs in the morning making breakfast and things like that. And one of these guys would just be standing at my back door. You know, I had a window, like a kitchen on the door. It was a big half of the door was windows. So he would just be standing there staring at us through the window. And I'm like, like closing the blinds, you know, and they all looked exactly the same. Like I would have thought that these were like four or five quintuplets or something, identical. And so I couldn't really, never spoke to them or anything. But really bad things started happening in that house. It was right before my son's birthday, and I had a dream about all these lights, and then I went blind. Like I literally was going blind for almost 2 weeks. My eyes were turning white, and doctors couldn't. I had to go to the doctor every day, the hospital things. They couldn't figure out I was prescribed every type of eye drop and really expensive. They couldn't figure out what was happening and why it was progressing so fast that I was going blind. And that was when I lived fairly close to a very big military installation as well. And pretty remote, you know, it was near mountains and forests and very large bodies of water too. So here I am thinking that all of these things are more spiritual type ghosts, things like that. Then it went from that to there were more wasps in those houses. So then I was like, okay, well, maybe this is like something demonic that followed us here from the last state we were in, you know? But it wasn't the same. It didn't feel the same. It didn't feel to me like something that was no longer living, you know, like someone who had passed away or anything like that. It felt like something that was very much alive, but very different from, you know, how humans or ghosts or anything like that interact. And so it got to where it was dangerous. This is the house where there had been 9 stabbings throughout history. 9 stabbings. Like, that's when that made me start to question whether a lot of these things, and Joe and I talked about this recently, like a week or two ago on his show about walk-ins. That's that point right there was what made me question all of the times that people think they're being possessed by demonic entities and things like that. I'm like, what if? Because I doubt, you know, the stabbings that had happened in that house weren't related anyway. It was different. It was, you know, sometimes they're 20, 30 years apart. So it's not like it was all at once or anything, or random. It was very random. and but in the same location, and all of them happening in the same manner. So I'm like, okay, so the one theory could be, yes, something could possess these people, demonic, and make them, you know, cause them, put the thoughts in their head to stab someone. Sure. We've been, you know, that has been kind of a theme throughout history. Even with movies and things like that, you see the Amityville Horror and like The Shining, where they start, I guess, parts of, was it The Conjuring that did that as well? So that theory has been around for a long time as well. So I thought, okay, but at this house, there's actual beings like that I can see, that everybody else can see, not just me. And it's affecting the things that happen in my house or with my family or my body or whatever. Okay. So that's something I can see and have proof of and things like that. But I'm like, okay, that doesn't explain historically why all of these things have happened here. And so I started researching other beings like that. And that specific look had been documented throughout history over and over and over, in movies, in books, in folklore, in legends. And I'm not trying to be, it's very, the description is very basic, because that's what it was. That's exactly what it looked like. And it looked like every one of these characters that has been portrayed that way in every book and storyline and everything else. And so I'm like, well, that has to be, if all of these people are encountering this being over and over and over, and it's portrayed as multiple different things, it has been defined and labeled as many different things throughout history, whether it be demon or ET or interdimensional or whatever, they all look the same. What it was labeled as was irrelevant to me at that point, because they all look the same, and the storylines or I guess the situations surrounding that being were all very similar. And so when you talk about walk-ins, and that's, I have a point here somewhere, y'all know how I tell stories. The fifth wave, that's part of it. Like it starts out, it progresses to that, to where these beings basically are able to use a human as a host. And while that had not happened to myself or my fam or, my kids there, they were 100% able to affect the people that came in my house, like friends, family, things like that. My family came to visit and we couldn't even stay there. And that happened numerous times. We had to go, we rented like a vacation rental or whatever, a hotel. And so again, I would go back and forth between, okay, is this a spirit that's just really attached to me and like possessive or jealous, or is it something else, So recently this has been coming up a lot with that same face, that same hooded figure, like dark cloak. And it showed up in behind me in a picture I took in last year in Atchison, Kansas, after I went to the Sally House. I took that at that they have a huge St. Benedictine college there. And that was standing behind me in the hallway. And that's like, there aren't very many things that scare me. And that one was somewhat terrifying. The every time I've ever encountered it, it has been. And
that makes me wonder about all these other cases, you know, of the same or similar things happening. Were those ghosts or were those aliens, you know? And why that specific look or that specific, is that specific species? You know, there's a lot of questions that go into that. And then another one recently that I was telling, I saw someone posted a video clip about, I believe it was the haunting at Hill House or Haunted Hill House, which most people are very familiar with as well. And they had a story where the lady spent the night. She not only was scratched, she was also bitten by something. And you can see they even had a video clip of her being dragged off the bed, things like that. And that they actually said that was a demonic entity that they called Toby. And I'm like, that's crazy. I was telling you know, another host on the network, I said that actually exactly happened in my household at one point in time. Nowhere near that state, nowhere near that place, nowhere near that house for that matter. I didn't even know that existed. But my ex-husband at the time was, you know, I had already gone to bed or whatever. He was up and all of a sudden came running in terrified. And he said, it bit me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is back when I didn't embrace my, you know, ability to communicate with spirits or anything like that. And I was still scared of terrified of the dark and absolutely didn't follow my intuition ever. So, he said it bit me, and I'm like, what bit? Like a spider, a bug? Did something? What do you mean something bit you? You know, we were in the house. It was late at night, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And he took he took his shirt off, and there were three distinct scratch marks on his back with a bite mark, like teeth marks. And so the more I've learned about extraterrestrials, that's very common as well. The three finger scratch mark, which I think a lot of people have mistakenly identified as like a demonic scratch, because it's something that can't necessarily be seen at the time it happens, does not mean that it's 100% demonic. You know, there's many times that extraterrestrials, people have said that, stated that they have the ability to, you know, match their atoms, match the frequency of their surroundings, giving it almost, and it's an illusion of, you know, kind of like a chameleon, right? So, which makes sense to me, actually. But so did that bite him, and was that this demonic entity that they were talking about, or was it actually a demonic entity? If you have, you know, if you all have, I would love to hear your input if you have theories one way or the other on the differences between all the stories in these two. And then it was a few days later we adopted this little black dog and we named him Toby. So that's how similar my story is to exactly the same thing that happened at in those clips from Hill House. So that's, and I just realized that the other day actually. So this is more of a recent revelation. So I'm going to play. Hi, William. I'm going to play this clip real quick. Also, I don't know. I hope I'm able to see all of the chat rooms because I don't think sometimes I get all of your responses and replies and stuff. And I don't know why that is. It's something wonky with StreamYard. And now it looks like I'm frozen, or my screen's frozen. Okay. Maybe. Oh my God. I'm not even like you. So I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you. Oh, that just that terrified me just now, actually. First, I'm gonna show you this damn this damn YouTube. The I can't even talk now. This picture that just showed up on my monitor. Okay. This is what my neighbors look like. I can't believe this. Okay. So here is the trailer for that's absolutely insane. I mean, half of you are gonna be like, oh yeah, like you mentioned that at the beginning. I knew what that looked like, but I've never seen this before. I've seen this trailer, yes. No, I've never seen this picture that just popped up on my monitor. Okay, here is. Is it gonna let me do it? It's gonna let me. You get a full screen on that.
All right, be good. If you can't be good.
Don't get caught.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Okay, who can give me the derivative of X?
What's going on?
Did you guys see that?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
At 1:07 a.m., the Odyssey satellite received images of an object moving past Mars.
It's right over us.
I want to see.
I didn't know it then, but that was the last normal day of my life.
We have reason to believe there's an imminent threat to this location.
All right, stay with your sister.
The waves have begun.
It started.
Coordinated attacks on metropolitan areas.
The first wave knocked out all the power. Then the second wave hit. An earthquake strong enough to shake the entire planet.
Cassie! Okay, I got you.
With the third wave, disease spread across the world. By the fourth wave, they were among us.
The others have the ability to inhabit human hosts. They could be anywhere.
We can't trust anyone anymore.
The others took my brother, and I'm gonna go get him.
You will learn to think, move, and fight like soldiers.
I want to be ready.
You won't get very far on your own. Grab the gun and snap my hand away. Good.
I was supposed to fight them if I don't even know what they are.
What are you? They took everything from me.
My sister's coming.
Sam!
This is our world. Our home.
Please.
Our only choice is to take it back.
Drop it!
I know you're human.
How?
Because if you were one of them, you would have shot me already.
Okay, so that is one interesting movie that I've seen recently. Comment with your thoughts on that one. It's funny how a lot of those are kind of coming true, basically. You know, they went through, we went through a massive virus outbreak, obviously, during the shutdown, during COVID. There, right before that, even, there were really odd, I think it started back in like 2017, 2018, if you all remember. I'm sure in other countries, absolutely, if you were affected by it, there were massive tsunamis and earthquakes. And then we went through the fires in Australia and many parts of the US. And then the hurricanes. And then eventually, you know, we had the almost, well, it was over a year with, it wasn't a year that the shutdown went on, but even to this day, we're still, the entire world is seeing the repercussions of COVID, you know. And so all of these things are becoming very real and very, you know, it's not just movies anymore that are making these things. It's not just, it's our reality. To a certain extent. And that's scary. That's scary because I'm sure most of you, including myself, never thought or imagined that things like that would happen in our lifetime, you know? And that's the thing. We get so complacent. We get so comfortable in the way, especially, you know, it's different. I'm sure if you're in a third world country, if you're, if that's the way you've always lived and stuff, you know, with chaos and things happening. But for many parts of the world, like these things aren't, people haven't had to deal with a lot of those things for many, many, like even generations. So, and that's what's scary about it. But there's also, I mean, there's a lot of other things going on with the universe and the world as well that they have caused, you know, people say climate change, pollution, what have you, you know, has caused a lot of these things and that we did it to ourselves. And perhaps we did, but an invasion to that extent is, it's scary. It's scary, you know, because it's not just, we become accustomed to wars with each other, wars within ourselves, wars on land, you know, with people, with humans, with animals, with nature, things like that, with Mother Nature, you know, natural disasters and such. We've never seen this type of, or in our, not in my lifetime anyways, and not in the last 100 years history, have we seen this type of threat or invasion, you know, where it's literally threatening people's free will because it's your body, you know, it's invading your body. Your body would be a host. So that's scary. I want to pull up what popped up with Project Montauk. Okay, there's a reason that I do this, right? There's a reason I follow my intuition. A lot of times I change my topic last minute because it's something that I have to get out of my head or my thoughts or my mouth or whatever at that moment. So, and whether it's relevant or not, like there's a reason, like I have to talk about it right then. So right before, when I was like, I'm gonna research Project Montauk because I've been thinking about this, and I eventually, yes, I will write a fact-based, detailed report in length after my initial interpretation of these messages I get, right? I compile all of those into a book style, though. However, it's not like I can't do that right away. I actually write a lot better than I can
I guess, get across my idea or what I'm trying to discuss. I write better when I put it into words than I do in talking about it. As you all know, I'm extremely I'm weird and awkward in that way. But this picture, I can't. Let me see if I can add again to this picture is absolutely crazy, because this is exactly what my neighbors look like, and I am not even joking. And this is exactly what has followed me down dark alleys before, what has in different states, in different cities, in different whatever, different houses. The biggest one was that house, obviously, because it's something that lived there. Like, these things didn't come out in daylight. I don't even think they came out at night, for that matter. But I, aside from being on my back porch and like in my house, it was terrifying. I actually moved across the street from that house because I thought it was just like a supernatural thing, like a, or not supernatural, but a paranormal type thing happening to me. Where is it? Let me find this file real quick so I can pull it up, because this is crazy. I can't believe that popped up right after I was talking about it. I mean, I can, because it's, you know, it's par for the course in my life, but oh, it gives me the creeps to even look at it. Just a second. I'm going to have to change the file. It says invalid file type. So I'm going to have to change this. This is crazy. And you all are going to be like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about now, because that's because I'm sure you've seen it somewhere, heard about it. It creeps me out so much even looking at it. Okay. I'm just going to present it in a different how do I do this? Okay. I'm still trying to get there. I'm sorry, y'all. That took me for such a surprise. Okay, I can just share the tab that it was on. I go to share screen. There it is. Okay, can you all see the ones of you, those of you, I can't even talk. This is terrifying. Scared to death, live on air. This thing, right? This is what, and it was frozen. So before I came on air, right, I, like I said, I typed it in. I didn't like wait for it to load or anything. I was running out of time. I just forgot about it, went on air, and it was when I was clicking through my tabs that this is what popped up. This is what it was. And they're extremely like white, like, so this thing, is what, like, I feel like it's staring into my soul. I'm not even lying. Like, this thing is what was living next to me. Many of them, actually. And I've encountered it numerous times in my life. Mostly near military bases. I'm telling you, like, I can't even talk about this. I'm going to leave this up, though, because while I'm talking about it, I'm just not going to look at it. So I've encountered this many times, as I was saying. But this last week, when I kept hearing the Montauk Project, and the Montauk Project was, you know, a very infamous, well, it's a conspiracy theory, but it came up from Camp Hero, and it was based on government experiments of psychological warfare and time travel. And they used everything from, you know, paranormal events to one of the theories is even that they faked the Apollo 11 moon landing. And so and this was after, it was like the next phase after the Philadelphia experiment. And so this, I found out these things, you know, this was in New York too. So I don't know how far that place in New York was from where I lived at the time. I'm looking it up because that would be interesting to know. So Montauk, New York, is a village at the east end of the Long Island Peninsula. Montauk Point State Park. So that is on the east end of the Long Island Peninsula. That's in the southern part of the state compared to where I was. I was further north. So this would have been pretty far from me. But it's supposed to be a really nice village, you know, and I don't understand how that has to do with, maybe it was actually okay, I see. So Camp Hero was obviously a different location. I thought that was the same. No, it was Camp Hero or Montauk Air Force Station, Montauk, New York. It was for the purpose of developing psychological warfare techniques and exotic research, including time travel. It first appeared in the series of books by Preston Nichols, which intermixes those stories with stories about the Bulgarian experiments. And they both originated by an account which people question by Preston Nichols and Al, I can't pronounce his last name, Bielek, who both claim to have recovered repressed memories, you know, about these things happening and their own involvement in these. And Preston claimed that he was periodically abducted to continue his participation against his will. And he was born in the 40s in Long Island. He claimed to have degrees in parapsychology, psychology, and electrical engineering. He's written a series of books known as the Montauk Project, along with Peter Moon, whose real name is Vincent Barbaric. Barbaric? Sounds made up. I'm just kidding. I don't mean to insult somebody's name. And so the primary, I guess, topic of their discussions anyways was what happened at Montauk Point, which included, you know, the experiments and fields of time travel, teleportation, mind control, contact with ETs, and staging different, like, things like the moon landings. So, but all of this, as I said before, followed the 1943 Philadelphia experiment. I think, and no, obviously this is an illustration, and well, I mean, I, as far as I know, like, it's not an actual picture. And so I get it, but you get the point, right? Like, it was, I just described this. It was similar to this thing, or these things are similar to this thing. Sometimes I experience them wearing suits and hats. And I've talked to other people who have as well. And then other times they're in the, like, the dark, like a black hood, you know, type thing. So, usually very pretty tall and skinny, or skinny. I don't know what body, like, whatever clothes they wear usually look pretty, pretty like hanging loose on their body. So that's all I remember from those encounters, but terrifying nonetheless. So stop that one. Okay, so I'm back. I know y'all thought that was hilarious. So yes, I'm extremely weird in that fashion. But it scared me. Okay, it scared me. it was like a PTSD moment, only extremely public. And so why is that relevant this weekend? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I was driving in my travels when I was going through Missouri, the great state of Missouri. Now I'm going to have to find a map to show you all this, because you're not going to believe me, right? I was driving through Missouri. I need a whiteboard. That's what I need. I need like one of those teacher, the old school projectors with a whiteboard and a map, so I can show these things. That'd be so much easier for you all to see than for me trying to use technology, because it doesn't work very well. Okay, so I was driving through Missouri, right? Around the middle of Missouri. And there's quite a few which is kind of funny, because I actually got a map from, I bought an actual map from a gas station. I know people are like, what is that? I don't even know what that is anymore. My daughter actually had no idea. She's like, what would you get that for? You have GPS. Like, why do you need? I'm like, well, back in the day, you know, we use these things, these paper things, to find our directions. And it was called a map. And so, so I pulled the map. I had the map out of Missouri, and I was driving through, and I was thinking about these towns, and I didn't even know a Montauk, Missouri existed. However, it does, of course. I'm gonna try to pull that one up. This is not how I expected tonight's show to go, by the way. But as everyone knows, there's Okay, that's kind of creepy. As everyone knows, there is I don't even know what I was going to say. See, this is how disturbed I am right now. There's a lot of the animal experimentation labs that the government tests, you know, food and vaccines and what have you on, are located in Missouri. Or maybe, you know, maybe people don't know that. I only know that not by conspiracy theories and stuff, but just because I've lived in the Midwest off and on for a very long time. So it's well known here. And there's a lot of really open, there's a lot of forests and, you know, there's a lot of caves in Missouri. There's a lot of lakes. There's just a lot of places for a lot of weird things to happen. So that's not abnormal. What is the fact that this place, I didn't know this existed. It's not very far from Salem, Missouri. And so, let's see. This is the only, this is like the smaller map that I can bring up of it. Okay, let me share this one. Good evening, Raymond. Have you heard, like, of all people, you probably know way more about this Montauk Project than I do, or have heard of these things, because I have not researched any of that. So, let me share this one. And it's hard to see, but so this particular, I don't know if I can zoom into that. Can I zoom in? Nope. Let me zoom. So this, first of all, Trout Slayer Cabin, what is that? Like, is that's there's probably a horror movie film there. But this is Montauk. There's like a fish hatchery. There's an entire, it's like a forest area. And this is outside of Salem, Missouri, or pretty close to it. And when I saw that there was one in a Montauk, Missouri as well, I was like, wait a minute. I thought the Montauk Project was carried out in Montauk, New York, right? Because that's where the Air Force Base, that little station was in at Camp Hero, right? But what if, you know, since these things actually have the same names, and I mean, I feel like I'm playing Wheel of Fortune or something, you know, like the same name riddles and stuff. So what if that's the case? Because Missouri would make so much more sense to carry out those experiments than New York would, where there's a lot more people. And there's been records of numerous experiments carried out over Missouri, just like Kansas. So being that that's where I came from, and then the other places where I also lived, all of these things kind of mirror each other, is my point. But you'll notice if you start really digging into I guess the rhythm of like crimes that have happened, the stories behind them, even in these little small towns, a lot of them are very similar, like I was talking about, between the two places. And so that begs the question, like, you know, with the Montauk Project, it talked about people actually, this Preston Nichols, you know, they talked about disappearing from one place and reappearing somewhere completely different in a completely different area, in another state, in another time, in another location, whatever. But what if it's all the places that have the same I almost said the same biosphere, which it could be. I mean, it could be the same type atmosphere, because that would make sense. You know, they would quite literally mirror each other. And that would mean so many more people have experienced these things than just obviously Preston Nichols and his partner that did the reports. So it's something to consider. You know, I'm definitely going to do more research on that. But I want to know if you have experienced anything or encountered anything with men or beings or whatever you consider them to be that looks similar to the scary guy that popped up on my screen that I shared with you all, because, you know, I'm caring like that. If I have to have nightmares, so do you. And so if that happened, then please write to me. I'm trying to figure something out here, like what locations, things like that. So my email address is the missing piece with Trish. There's no Mo on the end, just with Trish is my email address @gmail.com. So write to that email address, or even share it in the comments if you feel comfortable, of if you've encountered that being, because I had no idea that thing and the Montauk Project were related, actually, because I haven't studied it that much. I haven't researched it. Who knows? Maybe it was one of my repressed memories, you know, that all of a sudden came about. But it's piecing together a lot of events that have happened in my life, which is cool that I got to share it with you all, like in that order, because I was just telling you about, maybe that's the thing that lived in my attic before. Maybe that's the thing that, you know, was behind me at Benedictine College. All of those things are a possibility. But then I start to question, like, once you get over the fear of certain things like that, then you start to search for the truth. You know, you start to search for why, the why. We always go through phases, you know, these things of who, what, when, where, why. Okay. Well, I know the who. In my own timeline, my own life, I know that it's been very specific locations, typically near a military presence, you know, a base or something like that. And they have all looked absolutely identical. So that's huge to me. That's huge. That's like PC, like I explained at the beginning, you know, at the opening of my show, I thought all of these things were unrelated. What's both sad and terrifying to me is that if that's what has been going on my entire life, I mean, everyone knows that I've openly talked about, you know, the military experiments and stuff, but if that specific one is what's been happening, that's terrifying. That's absolutely terrifying, because it's been everywhere I've ever lived. So I think what I was originally going to discuss tonight, because a lot of people have contacted me about this, is a form of gang stalking. And gang stalking, for those of you who aren't familiar with that term, well, I should look up the official definition. I know what it means, but it's when people, and most people wouldn't believe a person in that aspect. It's not by like, I'm not talking about like street gangs or like organized crime gangs, or, I mean, it is to an extent a form of that, I guess. It's gang stalking or group stalking. When people talk about being gang stalked, and especially the, you know, the victims that have contacted me about this, it's by, they believe they're being followed, stalked, harassed by a large number of people. You hear about this on the dark web. You hear about this, you know, for numerous reasons. People have, like, through the justice system, some people believe that, like, their employers are involved, things like that. I don't know. I could possibly be. Depends on who they work for, I guess. But all of those things. This is my gang stock. Like, this thing is what has basically, because it's been, you know, like I said, if I live in a house, then all of a sudden the nice neighbors move out and these things move in and they're all around me. And I have proof, you know, like friends that come over, relatives think, like I said, that's not me being crazy. Like, that actually happens. And so that's my form of gang stalking with these beings. There's so many stories of, well, there's other ones too with that, but I'm gonna do an entire show, and I'm gonna have actually a few victims of different types of gang stalking come on the show. They probably won't reveal their identity because they're stalked and harassed all the time, and it's absolutely terrible. And I remember the first time when I saw a documentary about a man. I mean, this was probably like 10 years ago, who was basically being gang stalked. They didn't use that term for it back then, but he would have anywhere he would go, helicopters would be flying over his house, over him. You know, if he walked somewhere, if he went out in the country, whatever, they would be flying over all the time. And most people would say, okay, well, that's a coincidence. You know, no way. But that's not, it's not a coincidence when it happens every time you leave your house and you could drive out in the middle of nowhere, literally, and there's still a plane or a car or whatever following, you know, that's the type of harassment I'm talking about with these victims. And it's something that needs to be addressed because it happens to so many people and nobody talks about it. You know, why is nobody talking about that? I mean, I know why, because they're afraid. But fear is the greatest illusion. Fear is the greatest illusion on this earth. I can tell you that firsthand, because everything I have ever been afraid of, if you actually face it and conquer that, whether it be demons or aliens or people or the press or the government, whatever it is. And I'm not saying put yourself in danger, and I'm not saying go completely rogue on it. I'm saying when you start to look, like, actually dive into why things happen in your life, how things happen, and instead of fearing them, take a different perspective, you know, look at things from a different perspective. When you start doing that, then things start showing themselves. Like, you start to actually, it's almost like decompressing what has actually been going on. And you start to learn the facts. And then it's easier to deal with things like that instead of, you know, jumping to conclusions about everything that happens. And I say the same thing about illnesses. I say the same thing about, you know, it's like hypochondriacs get everything that they fear. Absolutely. And it's now we know that that's literally the law of attraction. That's the law of the universe. But what happens with me, and I don't know why it happens in that manner, I am drawn to, like, I even know, as far as spirit communication, I even know when a person's about to die. And sometimes, even if I'm not paying attention or intentionally doing it, I'm drawn to very dangerous situations and areas because of that. you know, maybe that's my soul's mission. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do, is help people cross over and transition stuff. But if they haven't died yet, then there I am in the middle of like a shootout. You know what I mean? So it helps to learn these things and start figuring out how you can work through them or control those, stop, you know, even be able to discern between dangerous situations and what's not, because that's very real. A lot of people get injured in accidental situations like that, just because they don't even realize they're being drawn to these things, you know. And I've encountered that so many times, and I encounter that now so much in the paranormal world. And now that there are so many new investigators that haven't, like, I feel like a lot of the investigators out there, like, I used to tell people that I said, I don't know, there's something about even the electromagnetic energy. I have to be careful with my heart now, since I've had heart attacks. I have to be careful that that doesn't trip my AFib, or that does not cause another heart attack. And there's been so many people in the paranormal field have heart attacks on location during investigations and things like that. And what I keep saying is, yes, spirits do produce and drain people, as well as producing electromagnetic energy. A lot of things produce electromagnetic energy, but there's also other beings from, you know, other dimensions or planets or what have you, that can cause those same things. So I'm just warning people to, it's not to invoke fear by any means, but just you know, really start examining anything like that from multiple perspectives, whether it be if you're investigating a haunted house, or if you're, you know, on top of a mountain looking, trying to contact aliens. Both situations have to be examined with a broader mind to really get down to what's actually going on. In some locations, it could be the earth itself. It could be the ley line you're on. It could be that you're standing on top of a giant piece of asteroid of uranium from another planet, and you don't even know it, and that's affecting your brain, because that can absolutely happen. Magnets in the earth can affect your heart, your nervous system. So all of those, I say this from experience, all of these things have happened to me. It's not that I just studied them. I have studied them after the fact. In hindsight, I'm lucky to be alive, because I probably should have studied them before the fact. But I'm one of those people to just walk into a burning building and then go research it. You know, like, I don't recommend that. I'm trying to help you all not go through those things. So, by sharing my experiences. And so I'm really excited that I've actually, I just wish, although everything happens for a reason, you know, moving wasn't planned, but it was my time to move, apparently. And I wanted to have made more progress on my book documenting these things by this time. And I am making progress. I do a little bit every day, but it did take a lot out of, you know, it was a very stressful time in my life the last few months. So it did take a lot out of me in that aspect. But I'm excited to be able to share. You all are like, oh my God, she's been saying that she's going to release this forever. Well, yes, but you have to understand that a lot of things have happened in my life. I mean, as they do in anyone's life, everyone has unexpected, unplanned things happen, and that's just life. So I'm not complaining about it. It's beautiful. Most of what I initially think are negative in my life turn into positives. So I am looking forward to the next chapter. In the meantime, I enjoy sharing it as well. And I do look forward to having guests on my show again in the very near future. So we are almost out of time. I do thank all of you for joining me and tuning in again. Thank you. I'm so grateful for not only my listeners and people who watch my show. I don't know why you put up with me. Like it takes me hours to tell a story. I go around in circles, but again, it's partly my personality, partly ADHD, partly, you know, my autistic nature. But, what was the other movie I was going to share with you? That and book reviews. I have a whole list when I make my website live. I told you I was going to start a book club. And I have all the books that I, you know, I read a lot. And so I have all of these book recommendations. And I share those on my website as well. I've had a really hard time. I don't know how people can live in our country anymore. I swear. I don't mean actually live, like physically. I'm talking about when I was looking for a house, like the U.S. is insane. There's places where you can't rent a house for under $4,000 a month. You can't. I could buy a mansion for that in Kansas, you know what I mean? But to rent, it's crazy, and people are so discriminatory nowadays. I've had a terrible time with, you know, when I would call places and the people wouldn't even know anything about me, don't know what I do, they don't know where I work, they don't know what I look like, nothing, know nothing about me. And they would ask who would be moving in and all these things. And 90% of the time it would be an issue with pets, which I realized, like, yes, I get people's pets are assholes and they tear up houses. I get that. I get it. I'm very willing to pay deposits and do all that because I am not willing to give up my pets. So there's that. There's that obstacle. And then also, you know, being a single mom, a lot of people think that a woman needs to be married or something to afford rent, apparently. But there's been a lot of hangups and a lot of stress in that. So I think I'm gonna do a series on struggles like that in the real world as well, because there's tons of homeless people. Every city I travel through. So it's something to be addressed, and maybe interview some of them and ask them about their story, you know, how they got to where they are. And, but it just reminds me to be more gratitude for what I do have and the people, you know, that I'm able to reach or help. So I have a lot to look forward to. I hope you all do as well. And happy first day of spring. Thank you for tuning in. I do look forward to hearing your stories as well of the creepy white, tall man that I put on the screen for a while. That's probably going to give me nightmares. I'm trying to find this real quick before I end on that. Oh my goodness. This was a movie on Netflix I recently watched. It is I always have all of this in order right before I start, and then I lose it. Like, also, in y'all's opinion, do you think that the way we are now is a product of, like, do you think we do it to ourselves? Meaning,
we've kind of all become these type of mutants and such based on the way modern humans live. You know, we have all of these chemicals and pesticides and insecticides and everything you can imagine, you know, radiation and harmful, everything in our food's harmful, everything in our clothes is harmful, everything, you know, I mean, there's always the air, the water, all of that is harmful. So do you think that a lot of these things are just like a product of our environment? I mean, that like we created all of this? Because I think about that a lot. I know. I think too much. So there is that. Oh my goodness. Of course. Okay. I found it. So I'm going to show this one too before I close. I'm going to show this on YouTube. If you haven't watched this one's another good one to see because it was just a good movie, I thought. This one came out in 2018. Let's see. Okay, I got the trailer here. Stop it. Okay, let me share this first and then I'll let it play. Okay. Okay. Let me share this.
Hear this. You're one of us. If you're one of us,
they were afraid of us that survived, changed.
Ruby, you are very rare. Among the most powerful.
We know our time is near.
We're going to a place where kids can live together on the outside. The only people who would ever help us were us.
Whatever happens, don't stop!
For their safety and yours, please turn over your children.
I'm smart enough to know you're hiding something. And you're smart enough to be hiding it.
I just didn't want you to be afraid of me. The more that I try to control it, the more damage that I do.
I can show you how to use your strengths the way they're meant to be used. We can fight back.
We don't have to stay in darkness.
We've survived all of this.
I will fight for all of us.
So that was The Darkest Minds. It's actually, it's replaying. It's playing again. That again is already out. And you can view that on your favorite streaming apps as far as movies go. Again, thank you for watching. I didn't expect, obviously, this show to go that way, that direction tonight, as always. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Be safe. And until next time, thank you.